We present to you today's words of wisdom in English and French with subtitles in English, Arabic, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai and Urdu. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui met en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français à bon cœur est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères Montgolfier et leurs montgolfières qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse, ou TGV, qui est détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. La France est aussi bien connue en médecine avec entre autres les découvertes de Louis Pasteur sur les vaccins. Dans le monde des arts, c'est Claude Monet qui a révolutionné la peinture avec l'impressionnisme. On ne peut bien sûr pas parler de la France sans mentionner la haute couture, la gastronomie et le savoir-vivre qui font de ce pays une destination touristique romantique. La France est aussi une terre de paysages variés qui s'étendent depuis la côte atlantique jusqu'à la Méditerranée en passant par le Jura et les Alpes dont le plus haut sommet, le Mont Blanc avec ses 4808 mètres, est aussi le toit de l'Europe. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Ching Hai a été invité à se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romance et d'histoire colorée pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité.
Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la conférence suivante intitulée « Le mode de vie pur des Esséniens » énoncée par le maître suprême Ching Hai à Paris, en France, en décembre 2007.
In the old time, it's like that. Everywhere, too. In the Zen tradition, also like that. Né? The master make the disciple work for many years before he gives them anything. Well, that is more sure, you know. But I don't know how it works. I think all people go to hell before they get anything. Everybody else, I mean. You look at how Mela Rupa has to work for how many years. With bleeding back and blistering hands and pain in the joint, everything, for many years, and until his master gave him something, yeah? Even his wife feel sorry for Milarepa and send him somewhere else, you know, from the chief disciple or some, probably meditation center to get a sneaky initiation, but he has no experience because master did not allow it. Yeah? So they all know, so maybe our chief guru doesn't allow it, that's why you don't have experience. For sure it was. Not maybe. It's definite. Yeah? In the old time, master hard to crack, huh? Lucky we're not born in those times, huh? Lucky you and I, huh? My God, that's 11 years long, eh? If you live that long, lucky you. Records of the Essene way of life have come down to us from the writings of their contemporaries. Yes. That's how they know. That's how we know now. Okay? Pliny, the Roman naturalist. Philo, the Alexandrian philosopher. Josephus, the Roman historian. These are the people who wrote the records of the way of life of the Essenes. Solanius and others, etc., spoke of them variously as a race by themselves, more remarkable than any other in the world. Of course they were, yeah? Even as you are, I think you are already very remarkable in the world. Not to talk about them, so strict and so screening, yeah? But you can make it up, okay? You can make it up. You can strive. And now you know the way, you just walk on and be just like them, okay? You are more or less already. Some of you, some are not. Some are more, some are less. But more or less, yeah? Yeah. Put together, it's more or less. All right. Wow. So these philosophers of those times, the famous one, have spoken highly of them, yeah, of the Essenes communities. The oldest of the initiates receiving their teaching from Central Asia. That's what they wrote, eh? These philosophers above mentioned, they wrote like that. The oldest of the initiates receiving their teaching from Central Asia, yeah, probably India, China, teaching perpetuated through an immense space of ages, constant and unalterable holiness. Yes, even until this day, we have the same quality. Yeah? Because the teaching is the same. The light and sound of heaven never change. God's quality never change. Whoever get in touch with God's quality would not change. Right? I mean, would change only for the better, but not change in the way of the quality as the older people, as the ancient people, as the Essenes people, or whatever people who has been in touch with the divine power since the time of the human existence. So, some of the outer teaching is preserved. They do know outer and inner teaching. Thank God for this. Some people who wrote this must have been also enlightened somewhat. Some of the outer teaching is preserved in Aramaic text in the Vatican in Rome. Some in Slavic text was found in the possession of the Habsburgs in Austria and said to have been brought out of Asia in the 13th century by Nestorian priests fleeing the hordes of Genghis Khan. Echoes of the teaching exist today in many forms, in certain rituals of the Masonic order, in the symbol of the seven branch candlestick, in the greeting, peace be with you, used from the time of Moses, and even in the 7 days of the week, which have long since lost their original spiritual meaning. Yeah, what a pity. What a pity. So the 7 days of the week begin with the Essene somewhere, huh? Sometime long ago. From its antiquity, its persistence through the ages, it is evident the teaching could not have been the concept of any individual or any people, but is the interpretation by a succession of great teachers, the interpretation of the law of the universe. The basic law, eternal and unchanging, as the stars in their courses, the same now as 2 or 10,000 years ago, and as applicable today as then. The teaching explains the universal law, show how man's deviation from it are the cause of all his troubles, and give the method by which he can find his way out of his dilemma. I mean, if you know the law, if you have a method to get in touch with this universal law, then your troubles will be less and less. All right, that is finished the section. The session and the section of how the asanas lived their life in the ancient time. Okay? You see, in the Bible, there is a section called the revelation. So, in the asanas document, they also talk about the revelation. So, I'm not sure if the Bible's revelation come from the asanas. All the asanas revelation come from the Bible. Actually, this has been discovered in the Dead Sea Scroll, you know, the last Dead Sea Scroll, and it's been more ancient even. Yeah? Or at least the contemporary time of Jesus. Some of it contemporary, some of it probably older. So now, in the asanas record, the disciples or the practitioners of that community, of that group, has also vision, inner vision, yeah? A lot of vision, of course. Big deal vision, yeah. But, and also the vision is even revealed up to our time even. You know, the prediction. That's why probably when they want to do the prophecy, they go in a long fasting period and meditate uninterrupted. Probably in those period, one of them or a few of them have visions. And they wrote it down here. Many visions. I'm not sure if you want to listen to all that. I think it's not much. Some of it are horrible. Because they foresee the calamity of humanity. Up to present day even, when I read it, it sounds very much like us. Like our period of time in some areas of the world. Yeah? The calamity, the disaster. So I don't go so far out like that to read it all to you. But I read some, okay? Yes. I read some less negative. Okay. Some are also very positive too, but you know it already. You have all the vision just like what they have in here. Maybe I read you another day, okay? Now I want to read you some of this. This is somebody else's experience, yeah? Never mind, maybe we can know it one day, another day to compare. Okay, now I read you part of it, all right? Okay, this is one part of the experience of the practitioner of the asanas at that time. It says here, "And I saw heaven open and beheld a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True," you know, the master, the messenger, "and in righteousness he doth judge." I mean, this person, the holy being that he saw in heaven here, is a very righteous person, holy and true. "His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he was cloaked in blazing light." He doesn't wear clothes, he wear light. Yeah, blazing light. "And his feet were bare. And his name is called the Word of God." Guan Yin, huh? Yeah. The Word of God. The melody. Called the Word of God. The person is called the Word of God even. "And the Holy Brotherhood follow him upon white horses." I guess these are the cars that you're driving. Yeah. The white colored cars. We have only white cars up to now, in my house mostly. "Clothed in fine linen, white and clean." This is similar to the brotherhood, no? Actually, the clothes normally we should wear is like a gap, like those that Muslim people wear, or the clergy in the Catholic, or the Buddhist they wear. It's a loose outfit. See, it's easier to meditate. That's why I love to wear these things so much. You know, very loose and simple. Okay, where were we? Oh, we talk about the Word of God, nah? And His name is called the Word of God. And the holy brotherhoods follow Him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And they enter the eternal, infinite garden. It's a parable speaking, huh? You cannot describe in a vision and heaven by human language, actually. Yeah, you know that yourself, yeah? Sometimes you talk about it, but you feel frustrated. You cannot describe. Just see, oh, very big, bright light. But how bright, you know? How can you imagine a bright light when you don't, when somebody else don't see? You know what I mean? Only you who knows it. And you describe beautiful mountain, beautiful garden, beautiful this and that. But you feel like you never say enough. Because the vision inside is so glorious. And the language is so poor. They enter the garden, infinite garden, in whose midst stood the tree of life. The tree of life that they were talking about in the Bible. And the rain-washed naked thongs came before them. These are the people who probably has not done well, you see? So instead of clothe themselves in light, like the words of God here, and the brotherhood, they been rain-washed and naked. And they came in throngs, you know, in queue. They come before them, probably is the day of judgment, yeah? They probably came before the judgment. They came before them, trembling to receive the judgment. For their sins were many. What kind of sin they have here? And they had defiled the earth. Wow. They had destroyed the creatures of the land. The creatures of the land they destroyed. So the animals, you mean? Okay? Yeah. They had destroyed the creatures of the land and sea. The fishes. See that? What kind of creature of land and sea? Can only be animals and fishes, right? And shrimps and all thereof. Yes. Poison the ground, foul the air. Wow, all this emission of gas. They poison the ground. These are the sins that the naked queue of people have committed. They poison the ground, foul the air, yeah? Pollute the air. You see that? Yes. And buried alive the mother who had given them birth. In some country, it had been done like that. You know, right? And it's a grave sin. In some country, it had happened. I heard. So these person have foreseen all this. Before our time even. Yeah? Before the time that had happened. Because he sat in meditation and it has been revealed all this to him. Probably so that he can transmit this knowledge to other people so that they be more careful about how they treat the earth, eh? And how they treat other co-inhabitants such as animals and aquamarine life, yeah? Probably that's why he has seen it. It has been revealed to him, yes. But I saw not what befell them. He didn't see the judgment. Because my vision changed. Probably it was so gruesome or something that he's not allowed to see. Maybe it's too bad judgment or something, or so bad, I don't know what happened. The person did not see what happened to these sinners, yeah, naked sinners. But I saw not what befell them, I mean what happened to them, how they were judged. He saw not that, because his vision changed. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Oh, probably the whole earth had been wiped out then. Because he sees new heaven and new earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth will pass away, correct. But I say it's correct. See that? That's the end of that world that people have seen. The people who polluted the air. who poisoned the ground by chemical and all that, yeah, a bomb, yeah, and who destroy the creatures of the land and the sea. That earth has been wiped out. I hope it's not ours, but it could be. The description here fit our planet, up to date, yeah? Fit the behavior of our planet, up to date. Okay, now continue with the next vision that he's seen. Those who made war shall beat their sword into plowshares. Hey, it happened right now. In what country they burn the gun and make it into?
Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia, into agriculture or some other instrument. You know, useful one. Yeah? Yeah. Oh, wow. So he saw all that 1,000 years ahead. Those who made war shall beat their weapons, yeah, into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hook. Pruning the trees and pruning vegetable and fruit, they make their spear, their weapon, into pruning hook. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation. Ah, peace. Wonderful. Neither shall their learn war anymore. Wow. I hope that will happen to our world. It's happening. It's slow, but it's happening. Huh? For the former things are passed away. I hope this is a vision of our planet where nation don't wage war against nation anymore, when all the weapons be transformed into useful household items. Yes. And all the study about war will be no longer existing because that will pass away. Well, it does happen nowadays, a little bit. I remember the Secretary of State of the United States suggests that the army should become the army of peace, shoulder of peace, go out and help civilians in trouble, help them to build up their life, helping in any way, you know? Soft approach, yeah, soft army. That should be nice, yeah? Yeah, like the Salvation Army, hey? The Salvation Army, they're just like an army, that's it. There's a major and a colonel and all that. It's fun. Yeah, I worked with them once in Canada, anonymously, yeah? I didn't know my name.
Thank you.
beaucoup pour votre merveilleuse compagnie aujourd'hui dans Paroles de Sagesse.
Rendez-vous demain pour une nouvelle conférence inspirante intitulée « Nous devons trouver notre vrai soi ». Davantage de programmes positifs pour élever nos âmes, c'est tout de suite sur Supreme Master Television. Restez donc avec nous et que votre cœur soit léger, rempli des bénédictions du paradis.
We thank you for your wonderful company on today's Words of Wisdom.
Please tune in tomorrow for another insightful lecture entitled We Must Find Our Real Self. More positive programming that will uplift our soul coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned and may your heart be light with the blessing from heaven.